We're dropping a shocking new undercover video this morning from never-before-released footage of a top-level Planned Parenthood trade show. Watch a longtime Planned Parenthood abortionist explain that if a... Now, listen to this. I want you to understand what these people are doing and just how demonic... You know, diabolic, I think, is demonically inspired. I don't think these people are demonically inspired. I think they actually are demons. They've taken human form. I listened to a sermon yesterday about Rudolf Höst. How many of you know who Rudolf Höst is? None of you. You know who Rudolf Höst is? Probably do, you just don't know. Rudolf Höst was responsible for, directly, he was in the room, or pulled the trigger, or turned the gas on, or turned the oven on, or whatever the case may be, directly responsible for the death, the murder of over, it's estimated, 1 million Jews and other prisoners of war in Nazi concentration camps. He was a baptized Catholic. I told this story before. No, I called him Bruno last time. It was Rudolf. No, after he was tried at the Nuremberg trials and was sentenced to death, he was sick. He had cancer or something to that effect. He was going to die anyways. He wanted to convert. Even though he'd been baptized, he never practiced the faith. He's one of the guys that the enemies of the Catholic Church throw up as, like, well, the Nazis were Catholics. If you're baptized Catholic, that does not make you a practicing Catholic that is marching human beings off into gas chambers, sir. Anyways, Rudolf Höst, or Höst, wished to confess and convert before he was executed. Couldn't find any priest to do it. Finally, a priest that he had pardoned, whose life he had spared at Auschwitz, let him go. He let him go. He freed him. He's the only one that would visit him in the prison where he was going to be executed. And he went and heard his confession counseled him, gave him communion and last rites, the whole thing. It's a great example of the limitlessness of just how unlimited the mercy of Almighty God is towards any sinner. It doesn't matter what you've done. If your mercy, if you make a true act of contrition, if you are truly sorry, then mercy is always available. You just ponder this. Guy killed 1 million. Yet, a representative from Christ Holy Church here on this earth would go and offer him confession and last rites. You'd have to hear the entire story, and I don't have the time to tell it. But he was executed. So he was human, Rudolf Höst. I don't think these people are human beings. At least there was a war going on, and there was the excuse that, well, Bells, the Führer told me to do it, so I did what the Führer told me to do. I was obeying the orders. Did you obey the orders? I obeyed the orders. Of course, Höst went over and above. These maniacs that are doing what they're doing at Planned Parenthood clinics, what's their excuse? We're not at war. Oh, wait a minute. Miniature, we're in the war. It's a war against humanity. You're right. Who is it? What species is it Satan hates most? Me and you, humans. Why? Because God gave us free will. And when he did, that angered him. You know all about the fall. I mean, it's been on ever since. It's on. Thus, the never-ending plot, the never-ending effort to eliminate us. And they're coming close. They're coming close. These demons, Planned Parenthood, are carrying out that work. I told you yesterday we did an entire hour, longer actually, on the show, and covered the Holocaust going on right now in Denmark and in other countries in Europe that seeks to eliminate, this is their terminology, not mine, seeks to make extinct Down syndrome children. They're identifying them in the womb, and they're pressuring their mothers to kill them. And it's working. 98% of all Down syndrome children are now being murdered in their mother's wombs in Denmark. Nice job, Danish. Nice job. This is spreading all throughout Europe now, and it's going to come here. It's already on the way here. The test, the technology to perform the test that is almost 100% accurate to identify a Down syndrome child that is in utero, that is inside its mother, is almost 100% accurate and is now available in the U.S. And women that are testing positive, women who have babies who are testing positive, or whose babies are testing positive for Downs, rather, are now being told, you need to do the right thing. You need to do the right thing. Don't bring that child into this world. That child's not going to have a good life. And, of course, we talked about this yesterday. If you want to hear the entire discussion of it, go get yesterday's show on the download page or as a podcast. Get hour one and hour two. And we even had a listener who has a child who's Downs who called and was in tears over this. It's a gut-wrenching. It is a horrifying story. But it's not, folks, this is not the, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the stuff of fiction. This is actually happening. And therefore, it screams for us to do something about it. And so there is his video. And Tucker Carlson on Fox News last night. Now, the video that I have here is of this conversation that Tucker has with this woman from Planned Parenthood. And this is the one that DeLaden puts out. So I haven't actually seen the version of the video of just this particular sting operation, but this is as ghastly as it gets. Here's why. On the video, you can hear the woman saying, you got to pay attention to who's in the room when a late-term abortion is being performed. Well, why? Why do you have to pay attention to who's in the room? Because there's a very good chance, and this happens, that the child will survive the attempt to kill it. If this doesn't make you weep, if this does not bring this into focus here, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world and in a country that systematically seeks to kill children, the most innocent, the most helpless, kill them. Because they're an inconvenience to their parents. Well, that's the excuse anyway. I think it's more diabolical than that. It's not the excuse of, well, I'm not ready to have a family. Oh, no. What you're doing is the work of Moloch, Lucifer, Satan, Mammon, Baal, Beelzebub, whichever one you wish to choose. What you're doing is trying to set the precedent that it's okay to eradicate man. Of course, God's not going to let you eradicate man, but apparently Lucifer hasn't gotten the memo. So pay attention to who's in the room. Why? Because if the kid, the child, is born alive, the abortionist has to finish the job. The abortionist has to then kill the living, breathing human that escaped its murderous plot the first time around. So Tucker Carlson interviews this woman, and
well, I take seriously all of the healthcare work that we provide at Planned Parenthood. I believe in safe, legal abortion. I believe it's up to each woman and individual.
I know, but what
and
do you think?
So
what is
I'm not going to make
what
a judgment.
All right, I'm going to read you the caption. The undercover footage you are about to see includes graphic discussions with abortion providers at high-level Planned Parenthood conferences. Some viewers may find this content disturbing, or some listeners may find it disturbing.
It's not a matter of how I feel about it coming out of tech, but I got to worry about my staff and you know, people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby.
Is there any standard procedure for verifying signs of life?
Well, the thing is...
That doesn't go in a chart.
I mean, the key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room, right?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Deborah Nucatola.
You need to pay it. The key is you need to pay attention to who's in the room. The other part, the other thing that she said is, hold on. I want to get you the exact quote of what is being said here. I worry about my staff and, you know, people's feelings about it coming out.
Worry about my staff and, you know, people's feelings about it coming out looking like a baby.
It coming out looking like a baby. Now, this is after an abortion has been performed, after the murder of a child has actually been performed. You have to worry about the people watching what's going on and watching it come out looking like a baby. You know why it might come out looking like a baby, man? Because it is a baby. It might come out looking like a baby because it is a child. And they talk... Folks, this is just the most disconcerting thing. They talk about this as if they're talking about auto parts. Ah, you got to worry about it coming out looking like an oil filter. Well, it is an oil filter. Well, yeah, that's what you say. You know, when you're draining oil, you got to worry about it, the oil looking like oil. It is oil. I understand that, but people aren't... auto mechanic, please. People aren't prepared to see used oil coming out of their automobiles. I mean, there is no humanity in this conversation. None. They're talking about dead, murdered children as if they're air filters. As if, oh, you know, when you take the RAM out and you put a new RAM chip in, you got to worry about taking the RAM chip out because some of them, sometimes will get singed around the edges. And I got to worry about my interviewer, please. I got to worry about my staff. Thinking that that may look like a computer. You're talking about a child. We have the unmitigated gall and audacity, arrogance to make movies, motion pictures about the atrocities committed by the Nazis and by the Russians and by the Chinese and by the Khmer Rouge and all the other communists inspired by Marx and Hegel and Heidegger and Nietzsche and all the rest of them because they took the lives of innocent people. What are we doing? What are we allowing to be done? So I'm going to play some more. I just wanted to give you the dialogue in case you're having a difficult time hearing what it is she's saying. So I'll read the closed captioning at the bottom of the screen. I have to worry about my staff. I have to worry about my staff looking at this because it might... Because when it comes out looking like a baby, that's where we're at.
Is there any standard procedure?
Okay, question. Buyer, is there any standard procedure for identifying signs of life? That's his question. Or is there any standard procedure for identifying signs of life? That's what he asks her.
For verifying signs
verifying.
Of life.
Well, the thing is...
That doesn't go in a chart.
I mean, the key... You need to pay attention to who's in the room, right?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Deborah Nucatola. I'm the Senior Director of Medical Services for Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
A lot of people want tech parts these days because they're looking for specific nodes, AV nodes, SA. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. good for them.
And on behalf of all of us at Planned Parenthood Federation of America and our partners at Society of Family Planning, I'd like to welcome you to the North American Forum on Family Planning, as well as this, the George Tiller Memorial Networking Reception.
The George Tiller. You know who George Tiller is, don't you, Minda Critifer? He was the abortionist that was killed outside a clinic. Can't remember who the wacko was. Who killed Tiller? I'm trying to remember who killed Tiller. Anyways, I know that Tiller was an abortionist and he was killed. So now they have a foundation to honor the baby killer. Now there's no excuse, and I won't ever make one for the taking of Tiller's life. But they're honoring. They have an entire foundation set up to raise funds so that future little George Tillersons, future little Joseph Mengeles, future little Rudolf Hausts can ply their ghastly craft. This happens in America. It's not happening in North Korea. Well, maybe it is. It's happening in Peoria. It's happening in Oklahoma City. It's happening in Austin, Texas. It's happening in Berkeley, California. It's happening in New York City.
New York City?
Yep, New York City. George Tiller Memorial Networking Reception.
Now, networking reception. Those of you who have seen me in the last hour have seen that I basically spend this reception running around introducing people to other people, and that's exactly why this meeting was created.
Yes, let's introduce people to other people who can enter the abortuariums and continue our industry.
Scott Roeder was the one who shot him dead.
Oh. What year? You got a year?
2009.
Nice to meet you.
I have an abortion clinic in Arizona.
I have an abortion clinic in Arizona, which is exactly why I brought these two gentlemen over.
Robert Sarkis with Biomax Procurement Services.
Okay, he introduces them as a representative of Biomax Chemistry Services.
We do tissue collection.
Oh, sweet.
Good to meet you.
We do fetal tissue collection, and the response is, oh, sweet. Oh, I'm thinking South Park now, super sweet. And I'm thinking, I'm watching this. I watched it last night. I fell asleep crying. Exhausted from the workday yesterday, but watch that. That's the last thing I saw before I went to bed last night. Who says sweet to fetal tissue collection? Again, are these even people? Are we watching and listening to human beings, or are we watching and listening to true evil that has taken human form? I'm trying to give man a pass here because it's hard to digest and to actually just to admit, confess, if you will, that man is capable of doing this. Again, Minter Critifer, Minter Listener, all of you out there listening to this. They are talking about murdered babies, children ripped apart in their mother's womb. And they're talking about the aftermath of the process as if they're talking about garbage collection. As if they're talking about, you know what? I think actually there's more respect that would go into sewage treatment than is going into these conversations. Let's continue, shall we? It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
And they're looking at Arizona as an area where they might
right.
be able to.
We're based out of the Los Angeles area, like Norwalk, Long Beach, that kind of area. So Devin mentioned you as well as the, I guess, the Planned Parenthood affiliate in Arizona as well as good connections to make.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been on my mind because I used to work at Planned Parenthood Los Angeles and we used
okay.
to have...
I used to work. Listen to the terminology. I talked about this once before. I used to work at Planned Parenthood Los Angeles. I used to work? killing children is now work? It's an industry? Hey, where do I get my... Planned Parenthood. Where do I get certified to do this? This sounds like a field I want to go into. Remember? Last time we did a David DeLaden Center for Medical Progress video, I had played you the training, remember? I train my staff, is what the woman said. I train my staff. And I said, my commentary on that was, they make it sound like they're training a little army here. I train my staff to do this. I train my staff to do that. They're trained. This is not something that just happens. They actually are trained to kill children. Now, if we were talking about, if we had our senses about us, and we were talking about an industry and armies of people that were trained to kill, to murder babies in utero in another country, you'd probably be talking about how we need to go to war with them. As a matter of fact, let's make a little analysis or a little comparison here. Analogy, if you will. Why do we have to go and kill terrorists? Yeah, I'm in a church. Why do we have to go and kill terrorists? Well, they might take human life, right? And they do the most horrible things to people. They throw gay people off the top of 100-story tall buildings, don't they? Oh, look at what happens after that. Ooh, look at the remains on the sidewalk. We can't have that. We can't allow that. You commit a certain crime in one of those Sharia law countries, they'll run your arm over with the tracks of a bulldozer and squash it. You might get stoned, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these atrocities that are committed against humans must be stopped. We got to stop these things. Sounds to me like what you military and intelligence guys call a false flag operation. Let's get American people distracted and get them concentrating on the atrocities committed against humans in countries that they'll never visit, that they have no intention of visiting, that they probably can't even point to on a map, but it's happening somewhere, and hey, crying out for justice. So bring in Team America and the American military, right? When is the National Guard going to show up at a Planned Parenthood clinic to defend human life?